This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning.
Have your attention, please. This is the boarding announcement for the 9:30 departure. We wish you a pleasant crossing and thank you for taking a break from the ordinary.
Sounds from the Cape May Lewis Ferry. The service between New Jersey's southernmost region to Lewis, Delaware, has been an option for business commuters and tourists for 50 years. How it came to be and its significance is the subject of Billion Mile Journey, the Cape May Lewis Ferry, which will air on WHYY-TV. John Mussoni is the executive producer of this WHYY original production. He joins me now. Hello, John.
Hi, Jennifer.
What was life like for somebody who might have taken the ferry when it debuted in the summer of 1964?
There was a lot going on when you think about it. There was you could ride in your brand new Ford Mustang driving north on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel coming from Virginia to Delaware. If you wanted to maintain a coastal route, then you would get on the brand new Cape May Lewis Ferry to continue your way up to New York City where you could attend the New York World's Fair.
And you might stop at Wawa along the way.
All that happened 50 years ago. Hard to believe.
What brought the ferry into being at this point in history?
I think people were looking for a better way to connect one community to the other. I think people at that point were looking at a way to connect New Jersey and Delaware for that very reason, to maintain a coastal route.
In the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, there's this transportation revolution. There's construction of the New Jersey Turnpike and two new river crossings. Here's a clip touting the significance of the Delaware Memorial Bridge, which opened in 1951.
On a hot day in mid-August, the Delaware Memorial Bridge was dedicated. The object they had watched grow from the dream of a Chamber of Commerce director in the 1920s to a sketch on a drafting board to the sixth longest bridge in the world.
Now, to the south, another bridge, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, opens in 1964. It is replacing a ferry service. There's an interesting win-win story that evolves just as the Bay Bridge is about to experience a cash flow problem. Maybe you can explain.
The ferries that were operating in that area, and we're talking about basically the Norfolk area, they were sold and became the original ferries to the Cape May Lewis Ferry. They were sold for $3.3 million. That money was actually used to keep operations going while the Bay Tunnel Bridge was being completed in April of 1964.
Here's another clip. It's basically a promotional piece for the ferry service, which turns out to be a big hit after all.
The sea is the home for the Cape May Lewis Ferry. Just over an hour from New Jersey to Delaware, with your engine turned off. A fast and pleasant route between the north.
Tell me about the men and women behind the scenes. There's a lot of great footage in this program. They keep the ferry running.
They do, and they really love what they do. I discovered in reporting this that ferry people are kind of like railroad people. People who love railroads love railroads. These people really love this boat. They are afraid that they're becoming a dying breed because as you look at this footage, they're meticulously making sure that there's no scratches in some of the grooves that are used for the pistons and whatnot. They have to take care of this machinery to make it function and keep it functioning 365 days a year.
I love these wonderful little stories, personal stories about marriage on the ferry, engagement on the high seas, and even of ghosts at the ports.
Well, the terminal at Lewis is haunted. That apparently is now a well-known fact.
Uh-huh.
And in terms of marriage, people are always looking for ways to bring the romance of the sea. There's a couple that we meet who decided that they were going to have their second wedding in 1996 on board the ferry. They had to do it so quickly because they wanted the judge could only marry them inside the limits of Delaware. And once you cross the line, he didn't have the authority to do it. So it became one of those memorable tales that they'll tell forever.
They have 22 minutes to get married,
exactly.
Basically. How has the Cape May Lewis Ferry changed after 50 years of service?
It's become more of a tourism thing. I think in the beginning, people saw it as the end of the Garden State Parkway as a road for commerce. And over the years, they discovered that marketing this as a tourism idea was really the way to go. And that's really what it has evolved into and what they think they're going to maintain for the future.
John, that was great. Thanks.
Thank you.